Blog Talk Radio. And let the God of all comfort comfort me.
My name is Evangelist Monica Hardaway, and my ministry is Inspirees Outreach, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I would like to thank Kingdom Builders International for this vision and birthing out my gifts. It's a blessing to be under the leadership of Prophetess Teresa Dox and Elder Quentin Dox. I thank them, and I decree and speak prosperity, abundance, blessings over their ministry, and I cover them in the blood of Jesus. Tonight I will be teaching on My God Would Comfort You Through the Burdens. There are burdens that we face in our lives: financial, grief, loss of a loved one, loss of a job, stress, and anxiety. But the good news is that God never intended for us to have burdens. He wants us to be set free of burdens by knowing God is in control of everything. Yes, everything is His. We have to surrender our burdens to God and not worry about anything. Scriptures that you can read. And Matthew 11:28 is, it covers up under the meaning of burdens. Burdens is a heavy load that you're carrying around. It's an oppressor. It's hints. It's something that's overloading in your spirit and in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. So these are some burdens that we face in our lives each and every day. Worry is Psalm 68. You can read 15 through 20. Failure, that's John 18:25-40. Injustice, sin. Sin is Psalm 68:19-20. And guilt is 1 Samuel 25:25-44. We have to thank the Lord because He takes our guilt, He takes our fears, He takes our worries and anxieties. He bears our burdens each and every day. God wants us to come to him willingly because he promises to provide every need according to his perfect plan. We must turn our burdens over to him. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. That's Psalms 55 and 22. God said, cast all your anxieties on me because I care for. He said he cares for all of us. And that's 1 Peter 5 and 7. We all will have burdens, but we need to be in perfect peace only, and that only comes from the Lord. That's Isaiah 26 and 3. When you need to pray about your burden, God already knows what you're facing. Look to the Lord for breaking our burdens, breaking breakthroughs, and we have to pray to get those burdens and breakthroughs resolved through God. Because the Word of God, if you read the Word of God, you can cast your cares, you can cast your situations and give them to him, and he will release them. The battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord. The Lord will handle all our battles, but you have to surrender it to God and give it to God, and he will handle it. It says that we have to bring our deliverance and bring our situations to God, and that's Psalm 68 and 19. We must pray to release our burdens. Praise the Lord because he carries our burdens each day after day. He is the God who saves us. Pray to release the burdens. The Lord, this is a prayer that we can trust in God. Lord, I bring my burdens to you, knowing that I can do nothing apart from you. Your power will release the burden. You know all our circumstances. It is not a surprise to you. Lord, please free our hearts with peace and comfort. Comfort our souls, Lord. Guide us, Lord, Father. Give us strength. I give you my burdens. And when you give them to God, he will give you rest. We must make a list of burdens that you want to lay on the cross and give them to the Lord. Lay them at his feet and leave them there. When you are tempted to pick up one of those burdens, choose instead to meditate on the word of God. That's Psalms 23. We must trust in the shepherd every step of the way. God doesn't expect us to clean up our lives because it's his responsibility, because he loves us so much. When you are convinced of God's love, you want to draw near to him as he draws near to you. He draws near to us and reveals himself to us. When you know him, you grow in him. You grow in your faith, the faith through God. As you grow in faith, you trust God and you see the manifestation takes place through him. He will handle the burdens. He will handle your battles. But we have to learn to draw near and close to God. He wants us to draw near and close to him. We must come to him with a yes in our hearts. God will transform your body, your mind, your emotions, and the broken pieces of burdens, and will heal your heart, and will heal your mind, will heal your soul, and will heal your situation. Give the battle to God, and he will handle it. He will break the yokes of burden and give you rest. That's Matthew 11, 28 and 30. God said, just relax. I will take care of you. He wants us to relax in his love for us. He said, to release the burdens. And when you release your burdens, you can release it through prayer, praise, and worship. When you're praising and worshiping through God, you don't have time to even think about the burdens that you're facing. If you give God the glory, you manifest his name through the cross and through God, you can release the burdens. We just have to learn to surrender. Surrender it all. Surrender it all to God. Because God will handle when you surrender it all to him. I know it's a time where I battle with depression, anxiety, worry, and I just had to learn that I had to trust in God, that God would handle the situation. It was a dark place in my life, and the only person that could really get me through that time, you have to have a relationship with God. You have to be in his presence because he never leaves you or forsake you. He's always there with you. We have a tendency to leave him, but he's always there. He never leaves us or forsake us because he loves us. He created us in his image. So if he created you, you know he's going to love you, and he's going to love on you always. But we just have to come to him so that he can love on us and release the burdens that we're carrying around. And I know that I had to fight. You know, it was like a fight, a spiritual warfare that I went through, and I had to choose who I wanted to be with. I neither wanted to be with the enemy or to be with God, and I chose to be with the Lord. So I just thank God for for being there for me and getting me through that dark place, because we all have a tendency to fall short of the glory of God, and we just have to make sure that when we fall short of the glory of God, we have to know how to get back up and praise him and worship him and read our word and just get into the presence of God, and God will get you through any situation that you're facing. Renewing your mind with the right spirit of God. Ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so you can be led and guided through the burdens. We must commit ourselves to being obedient to God's word and develop a Christ-like mind. Set our minds on the Lord, things above, not on things of the earth. Read Isaiah 46, 3 and 4 and Psalms 11, 2, and 10. We must continue to thank him, continue to praise him, continue to lift him up and magnify his name, that he is so worthy to be praised each and every day. I just wanted to say that when we have a battle and you're going through the battle, you have to always claim the victory. The victory is won through God. And I always claim the victory. I create songs that get me through whatever situation I'm going through. I sing a song because when you're singing a song, you don't have time to think about what you're going through. You're singing a song to the Lord. So I always tell someone that get a song that's from your heart that you can sing when you're down and out, and sing that song, and it'll get you through whatever you're going through. Because God gave me a song, and the song, I sung it before on the line, and I just want to thank God for giving me that song, because every time I went through a situation or every time I'm in a situation, I sing that song, and that song soothes my heart. It soothes my spirit. It soothes my mind, and I'm able to get through the battle, the burdens, whatever I come up against. And I just thank God today. I give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for always being there, because God loves us. He loves us so much. And so I want to say that we have to continue to praise and worship, continue to get into your prayer life. This is a time right now that we're going through. It's a very, very difficult time that we're going through right now. And if you don't have a relationship with God, this is the time to make sure that you get one with him, because from each day, we don't know what's going to happen from day to day. We don't know what's going to take place. But if you continue to have a relationship with God, you have peace. You have peace and joy that passes all understanding. And so I just want to just thank God today for giving me this opportunity to be able to soothe someone's heart today, soothe someone's mind today, soothe someone's spirit today. I wanted to sing a song that that God laid on my heart today to sing. I'm not going to sing the whole song, but I'll sing some of the song. The song is Because of Who You Are. I worship you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh, my Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace, my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
So I just wanted to say that we have to continue to worship God, give him the praise, and we just have to continue to thank him for all that he does for us each and every day. We have to get in that mindset of praising God and be more grateful. Stop the complaining. I mean, we're here. We woke up this morning. So we have, that's a praise report in itself, that you got up this morning and that you're able to be on the line and to hear some word. So I just want to just say that I am so grateful and so thankful that God woke me up this morning. Always remember, God is not mad at us. His plans are to prosper you, not to harm you. So I just want to just thank Kingdom Builders again for giving me this opportunity to bring the word forward. If you would like to sow a seed, you can sow a seed by Givify, and you can call the number 646-668-2780. That's the Blog Talk Internet number that you can call if you have any questions. They also have a number at 313-583-9739. If you would like to email, it would be kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com/KBDI. So I just want to let everyone know that sowing a seed in this ministry is the best thing that you can do, because it's a ministry that's transparent, that they're there to serve and to help someone in need. And so if you sow your seed in this ministry, you're going to reap a big harvest. And so if you don't have a relationship with God, you can say this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask you for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and you rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. This is the first step in your relationship with God. So if you don't have a relationship with God, then it's time to get a relationship. We must be ready. We must get ready, because this is a time right now where everybody needs to get ready and get your house in order, because time is at essence right now. And so we just have to continue to reach that goal. And that goal is to, when you leave here eternally, you're leaving to be with the Lord. So I'm asking everyone that if you don't have a relationship with God, then you need to get a relationship with him. That's the best thing that you can do for your life during these times, these situations that we're going through. It's just the times is just uncertain. They're unstable right now. We're in an unstable time, and so we need to give God more praise and more worship and get into your prayer life with God. Get into his presence, and you're safe when you're in God's presence. You're safe when you giving God the glory. You're safe when you praising and worshiping God and you reading his word and you building that relationship with him. You start to feel peace and joy in your soul, in your heart, in your mind. So today I just want to thank everyone that joined me today. I will be on the fourth Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock every month. So I would appreciate if you have your time, since we're developing a relationship with God now, then to just join me. And I thank you for joining me today. God bless you and love you, and stay safe and protected. And always say this prayer that you're covered in the blood of Jesus.
I remember when I told God, yeah, I was eager to do what he told me to, in obedience. Looking out in the crowd, I see eyes closed, tears falling, hands lifted, people praising and worshiping too. They didn't see me, they only saw you. It felt good, but something was missing. See, I'm empty inside, and I'm wondering why. Will I ever feel